Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is the Executive Vice President of the Family Research Council, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. Our co-hosts today are Marcella Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, please give a warm welcome to Jim and Lori Baker.
Woo! Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker, and welcome everyone to our program today.
Hi there.
Did they introduce you, Marcella?
Yes, they did.
I looked down and I missed your picture. Your smiling face.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Great to have you here at the Jim Baker Show.
Yes.
You're tuning in from all over the entire world, and we welcome you today.
Yes.
She has the same smile she did when she was born.
It's so true. Yep. No,
she is a joy to me. My children are all a joy to me. And I love to see their smiling faces.
Yes.
And Mondo, smile.
He's smiling. I've been practicing my smile. You know, in the streets, you don't smile.
That's right.
Everything is, you know, we call it mad dogging, right? You know, you got to be look tough. But I'm smiling now.
Now, tell this better.
I have to say quickly, Dad, is, you know, when we first got adopted, that's the first thing Mom did. None of us smiled. Mm-mm. We would take pictures, and we would not smile. And so she taught us how to smile. And she always says, I want to see that real smile, not your fake smile, your real smile.
That's right.
So smile a while today. Yes. I was singing that song. Did you ever hear the song, Smile a While and Give Your Face a Rest?
Yeah.
I remember every picture, I would just be like this, and Mom says, you got to smile, show your dimples.
And show your teeth, and show your dimples, and show your very handsome young man.
I think you guys in the gang world thought it was weakness to smile.
You know, love and compassion is the weakness of a warrior. That was our motto in the streets. You can't, you know,
That's bad.
You live tough, you live in survival mode, you forget to smile, you forget that you have emotions, you disconnect.
It's totally the opposite.
But thanks to Mom, my daughter, my wife, they said, you got to smile more, look happy. Okay, I look happy.
Fake it till you make it, at least, right?
Well, the one thing you can give away is a smile.
That's it.
Amen.
And it doesn't cost you a penny.
Yes.
And it blesses so much.
That's right.
I love to see smiling faces. Yes. That's why I love my studio audience here. So great to be out of the basement.
He's going to say it forever now after a year plus in the downstairs of our home.
We were watching Bishop Ron Webb's program, which is amazing.
Yes.
And you guys were talking about the mice.
Oh.
And we were laughing. He said, the mice did not get us out of the house. And I said, well, maybe it did a little bit.
It was so funny. Our last few days, we had mice in our studio there. And they'd just been brought in by a piece of furniture that they were living in. So somehow they had brought that whole family in there, and they were scooting. We did the show, and we'd just see a mouse scoot right across in front of the cameras. It was funny, you know.
Yeah. It was.
But the mice are gone now, we believe.
I hope so. There's none.
We don't have any here on our stage here, and we'll get a cat in here and get him. Chase them out. But we're so happy to have with us today General Jerry Boykin.
Yes.
He's the Executive Vice President of the Family Research Council. He's the founder of the Kingdom Warriors Ministry. General Boykin is a founding member and former commander of Delta Force, serving 36 years in the U.S. Army. Boy, we've had generals and
colonels
and all kinds of. And then tomorrow, I think we have Lieutenant Colonel on the show.
McGinnis.
What is this? Is it war?
I think it's war. We are at war. We are at warfare right now, and they are a sign that we better get ready, be prepared at all times. And I love Jerry Boykin. He loves you guys.
We love
so
we
much.
We love the general.
He's written a new book about his latest book is Man to Man, Rediscovering Masculinity in a Challenging World. And boy, the left is trying to demasculine. Can I use, is that a word?
That's right.
The world, just the whole world, not just the church. And General Boykin and his wife, Ashley, have 5 children. They live in Virginia. So welcome back to our program, General Jerry Boykin.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Great to be with
you. Jerry, you have been out speaking recently about the attacks on our freedom. What concerns you most right now about the current environment in our nation?
Yeah, I tell you, Jim, I don't know what my greatest concern is because I have so many concerns now about what we're seeing. I think that the assault on our First Amendment rights, all 5 of them, there are 5 rights contained in the First Amendment, starting with the freedom of religion. And I think if you look at what has happened to the church, the restrictions that have been placed on the church, the way pastors have been fined and ridiculed, threatened. And then you also look at the fact that big tech is canceling conservatives and canceling Christians for speaking the truth, for talking about things that the left doesn't want to hear. I think that our First Amendment rights are eroding very, very quickly. And even the freedom of assembly, you know, there have been some incidents in different parts of the country where peaceful protesters, our kinds of people, you know, have tried to assemble and have been forced to break up their assembly, and that is one of our First Amendment rights. So I'm very concerned, Jim, just starting with the First Amendment, and then you roll over into the Second Amendment, and all of the talk right now by this administration, as well as some of the governors, including my governor in Virginia, about confiscating certain types of weapons and blaming every evil thing that happens in this country on the fact that we have a Second Amendment right. So I'm very concerned about those things. But it's all part of the Marxist movement in America. We should expect it. We should understand where it's coming from.
The critical race theory is being introduced to our public school systems currently. Why is that such a harmful threat against our culture?
Jim, it is racism. It's racist. I mean, just stop and think about it. First of all, this is right out of the Marxist playbook. And what you're doing is you are, let's take, for example, in a school setting, You divide the people up and you put all the whites on one side and the blacks on the other side of the classroom. And you say, all of you white people here, and this is to children, by the way, all you white boys, all you white girls, you are oppressors. Now, all of you black children, boys and girls, you are the ones that they're oppressing. And what we're saying to them is, you don't really have a chance in life. Because these people are standing in your way, because these people are going to stop you from ever reaching your full potential. It is racism where we're judging people on their skin color rather than what Martin Luther King wanted it to be like in the future, which was judging people by the content of their character. It's racist. It's divisive. But let me go back and say again, Karl Marx believed that you had to divide the culture, and then you had to get the two sides to fight each other, bring about anarchy, and that anarchy, which they would call revolution, ultimately would bring down that government to where the Marxists could swoop in and restore order, and then you would never go back to being a constitutional republic, and that is their plan here. So they're dividing us not along socioeconomic lines. Now they're using race, but it's exactly what Karl Marx wrote about in the Communist Manifesto.
Recently, Tony Perkins, who is the president of the Family Research Council, as you know, spoke about how the woke movement has intimidated people into silence. I want to roll this piece of tape, and then I want you to comment on it, please.
I want to go to Colossians, what Paul wrote to the believers there, in that he said this. He said, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world and not according to Christ. Now, our starting point always has to be Scripture. And Paul was warning believers back then, and it's even more so now as you were talking about the latter days and what the end times are going to be like, that there are those that are intentionally trying to deceive using the traditions of man, denying what is in Christ. And that is exactly what critical race theory is, but more broadly, it is the woke movement. It's more than just critical race theory. It is a deconstruction of Western civilization. It is a deconstruction of our republic. It's a deconstruction of the Christian faith. It is a deconstruction of basic human biology, as we see in our schools today, where this transgender philosophy is all a part of this wokeness, because it is intimidating people into silence. It is like the emperor has no clothes, but people are afraid to speak. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand that the BLM, Marxism, for it to take root and to prosper, it has to eradicate faith, Christian faith, because the two are like oil and water. They're incompatible. And so that's why you see this increased hostility, resistance toward, and opposition to traditional biblical faith. We have to stand on the Word of God and say, we will not be silent.
That's right.
We will not shrink back in the shadows. We will proclaim the truth.
General, you work alongside of Tony Perkins. I know that. Mm-hmm. Comment on what he said, would you?
Yeah, what Tony, I think, is saying there is that the left has created a parallel universe. They reject not only traditional values, but they reject biblical values. And they are in the process now of trying to get us to accept the values that they have created. And that, Tony spoke a little bit about it, that is, for example, that regardless of what genitalia you are born with, you can be whatever you want to be. You can be a man or a woman, or you can be neither, or you can be both. And that is, that's not biblical, first of all, but it's also not scientific. It's not practical. We all know that it's a foolish notion, but they are forcing us not only to accept that as a reality, but in many cases to celebrate it. And there are other things, like if you don't want this child that is in the womb, you don't have to have that child. You can abort that child. That's part of this parallel universe that they've created. And this whole vocabulary that has come out of this, woke, I despise that term more than I can begin to tell you, because they're making up words now that we are supposed to accept. But this is all part about destroying our culture here. And I think what Tony was saying was our foundation is biblical. Our foundation is biblical, and they are going after our biblical values. Karl Marx said, "My objective is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism." He also said that religion is the opiate of the masses. He was a hardcore atheist. And as Tony said in that clip, you have to destroy people's faith before you can truly become a Marxist society. In other words, you cannot believe that your rights are inalienable. You have to believe that your rights come from man, from government, from the nanny state. And I think that what we're seeing here is these people feel that this is their last chance to complete their agenda, their objectives, and they've got the right people in Congress as well as in the White House and the administration to do that, and they're going all out now. And Jim, this is going to get worse before it gets turned around.
Wow.
Is the military being indoctrinated with the woke movement?
Absolutely. And remember, within the first month after Joe Biden became president, he told Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, to conduct a stand down and to get everybody into a classroom and start going through what essentially is an indoctrination. Start going through the critical race theory. Start going through the sensitivity, inclusion, tolerance. You know, many of these people would not call themselves Marxists. Now, some of them do, like people in Black Lives Matter as well as Antifa, you know, you got them on camera saying that they're Marxists. They're trained Marxists. Some of the leadership in there. But everybody wouldn't say they were Marxists, but nonetheless, this LGBT movement has the greatest influence, you know, and it's a toss-up sometimes between that and global warming or climate change. But the LGBT community, I think, reigns supreme in this administration, and that's what they're trying to do is indoctrinate all our military, get them to not only accept but to celebrate the LGBT agenda. And I think that's the dominant thing that is happening in our military. And by the way, let me just say this. If you take soldiers on a battlefield, you need to give them the best weapons, the best technology they can have, because that gives them an edge. But nothing is as important on the battlefield as the cohesion of that organization, the morale of that organization. The cohesion being a cohesion of where they will fight for each other. They will leave no man behind. They will risk their lives. And if you look at the Medals of Honor, 99.9% of those that were awarded because a guy was trying to save his buddy or his squad or his platoon, trying to save other soldiers. Now, how can you do critical race theory, where you tell them you're the oppressors and you're the oppressed? All you're doing is dividing them. You don't have that unit cohesion, which is the key to victory on the battlefield. And I am really saddened, Jim, by what I see happening in our military right now. And I cannot tell you how many people in the military have told me now that they can't take it anymore. They're leaving. They're leaving the military. And soon it's going to be very difficult to recruit people into our military.
What can Christian servicemen and women do when confronted with these ideas that may go against their own, you know, personal values?
Well, first of all, you can't violate your own conscience. And there may come a point at which you just simply have to say, you know, I just simply can't do this. I can't be part of this. And it may mean you have to make the tough decision to leave the military. But you have lots of rights in the military, and you need to know what those rights are. What I suggest is, Christians, your first obligation is to your God. And we need to, as Christians, even in the military at a time like this, we need to keep reminding ourselves that ultimately we're going to stand before God at the judgment seat of Christ. We're going to give an account. It's tough. It's very tough. But we also have to believe that God's never going to leave us nor forsake us. So know your rights. And if you don't know what your rights are and you're in the military, then go sit down with one of the JAG officers and discuss specific things with them in terms of what are your rights and what are the limits of the government's authority over you. But live your faith. That's the most important thing. Live your faith with a view towards where's your ultimate accountability. And that's that day you stand before God.
Wow. Amen.
Recently, you and over 120 military officers signed an open letter calling on Americans to save the country. Can you explain that, what you did?
Yeah, I sure will. And in fact, I think that letter is up to over 160 retired generals and admirals now. Back in September before the election, there were about 300 of us that signed a letter saying that this was a critical election coming up, and here's the things we were concerned about if this election went the wrong way, and we supported Donald Trump. And then Donald Trump didn't win. The election went to Joe Biden, and we've been paying close attention to exactly what's happening here. And everything that we told them, you know, we said in the open letter in September, has now occurred, and it's in the process of occurring. So we wrote this letter. This has been about a month ago. We wrote this letter, and we said, here's the things that we were concerned about And now let's take an objective look at what's happened in this administration. And we started with election integrity. And we said, look, there was clearly irregularities. There were levels of fraud here. We're not able to make an independent judgment as to whether that would have changed the outcome of the election. But that said, it was not the way elections should have been carried out. Then we went on and we talked about the pipeline, for example. We talked about critical race theory. We talked about the politicization of our military because we had National Guard here in Washington. I'm in D.C. today. We had National Guard out here on the streets with concertina wire around the Capitol, and that was all a big con. It was all about optics. It was all about trying to convince people that we, conservatives, especially conservative Christians, are the domestic terrorists. We're the threat. We're the ones that people in this country need to be worried about. So we talked about all of these things. We talked about foreign affairs, and we laid out exactly where we think that we're off track on these things, and we sent it out as an open letter to the president.
That's so wow. Excellent. Wow. What an amazing idea and information.
To have all these generals sign such a letter.
Wow, 160 generals.
And this is what it's going to keep taking is standing up.
Right. Yes.
Amen.
God's people standing up and our generals standing up. Mm-hmm. We're living in unbelievable days. And,
and
you know, people watch the show, so I'm thinking, boy, they say, Jim, is there any hope? Yes, there's hope.
Yeah.
Because we're on God's side.
Amen.
Right. He's building a kingdom for us in heaven.
Yes, he is.
Do you believe the threat against America currently are threats to even the very extinction of our nation? Do you believe it's that serious?
Well, there are existential threats out there that if we ignore them, if we keep going down the road we're going, they certainly have the potential to destroy this country. And China, start with China. And look, China's attacking us on multiple fronts, and Russia as well, but Russia's not the threat that China is, but China's attacking us economically. They're attacking us diplomatically. They're threatening us militarily. And listen, China's a huge threat. And we cannot underestimate how serious that threat is. But, you know, the biggest existential threat to this nation as we know it is right here at home. It's apathy. It's people not being willing to get engaged. It's Christians not being willing to stand for their faith and their biblical values. And if the Christians won't stand up, if the church won't take a stand, you know, how can we expect the rest of this country to do that? And sadly, there was a time, really leading into this last election, when I think that an awful lot of people in the church were complacent. They were comfortable with Donald Trump. They were complacent. But he's not in the White House now. And now we've got to rethink our strategy in many ways. And this is all I'll say about this. Now is the time for Christians to decide whether you want your children, your grandchildren, to grow up in a constitutional republic or whether you want it to grow up in a Marxist government. And it's that serious. Now, the good news is we are still a right of center nation. We control 61 of the 98 state legislatures in this country. There's 98 instead of 100 because two of the states have just a unicameral legislature. I think it's Hawaii and Nebraska. We also control, I believe it's 30 of the governorships in this country. We're still right of center. And we do not need to look at ourselves as being 90-pound weaklings. We need to recognize that we are right of center. We can take this country back, and 2022 is the critical time because that election in 2022 can stop this administration's radical agenda in its tracks. If we can take back the House, and I believe we will, and I don't think it's going to be that hard to take back the Senate both, we can stop the radical agenda here. But there are existential threats. The biggest one is right here at home, and again, that's apathy.
Do you really believe that America is still right of center, basically overwhelmingly right of center? Because we feel like we have been put down. The Christians, we're fighting for our life right now as a ministry. There's such a cancel culture. Every month, there's another group wanting to cancel the Jim Baker Show.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. I don't know why they're after me, because I'm just one voice, but they're after me. They don't like what we preach. Is that?
Yes.
And we preach.
And the guests that we bring.
And we bring the guests on.
That's right.
And they're really upset. And I'm just going to ask you to repeat it. Are we really still America right of center?
Yes. We are. Again, the statistics. 61 of 98 legislatures are in Republican hands. That means when the redistricting begins, you've actually got a Republican legislature, supposedly a conservative legislature that will do that redistricting. And we have, I think it's 30 governorships. If you look at California, Jim, and you know, you and Lori came from California. And if you look at California, California swung to the right, not to the left. And they took back 5 seats from the Democrats in the state of California, 5 congressional seats they took back. They took back seats in the legislature. They swung to the right. And there are people in California who will tell you, no, Donald Trump won California. Well, I'm not going to go into that, but I've had multiple people from California tell me that. But yes, we are still a right-of-center nation. We are all disappointed. We were devastated by the loss, by Donald Trump's loss at the polls. That said, we don't know whether it was fraudulent enough to make a difference in the outcome. But what we do know is that we still have the majority of this government, the majority of the government nationwide is actually in the hands of the Conservative Party.
And the crazy thing about that is that when you watch any type of media, except for Christian broadcasting probably, but when you're watching what the world is putting out there, the secular world, the secular news media, this, you know, Hollywood, all of it, they're making us think that, you know, we are very rare, and you're telling us that this is still right of center, General, at this country, and
yes.
And that this is, I mean, this is incredible what the general is telling us,
yes,
people,
amen.
Because they're trying to persuade all of us, all you Christians out there, believers in Jesus Christ, that, you know, they're in control. And that's not true. And
amen.
We can't buy into that.
Amen.
And we have to do it in love. And I love what the general said. You know, that the greatest thing is that so much apathy in the church itself.
Yeah.
And if there's ever a time to be so in love with Jesus, it's now. If there's ever a time to share him, it's now.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
They want to swing it to the left, believe
sure.
me.
Oh, yeah.
And do you believe, General, that this is to swing the vote in America?
I think it's an absolute fact that is part of their game plan. Now, and I think Mondo and Marciella can tell you that what's interesting is the Hispanic vote shifted rather significantly, and Donald Trump had about 35% of the Hispanic vote. That's unheard of. That's unprecedented. And he had a much larger percentage of the black vote. So I think a lot of the Hispanics are just like a lot of the people in the black community now. They're waking up and realizing that they're being exploited. and that there really are no free lunches. And I think a lot of them are realizing that. But yeah, letting these people come across that border is building a voter base for the Democrats. That's their objective. And and it's sad. I mean, if you just watch what's happening on that border, it's really sad that there's so much down there that is not shown on camera, but the rapes and the abuse and the murders, it's a black mark on America's history.
That's right. That is so powerful. Wow. So powerful. We're fighting to stay on the air every month now, and we've grown. Our ministry is huge, and forgive me for saying that. I'm not bragging. It's just because I was in bed when it happened. I mean, I've been sick for a year, and I don't know if I've been sick or dying or what is wrong with me. Just very...
I'm sorry, everybody. He's going to just say it anyways, no matter how many times I tell him not to.
No, but I mean, you know, I just had a stroke, and it went... like bam, you know, and I was wiped out there for a little while, and God has inch by inch restored me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And yet during that time, God built a super network out of this ministry.
Amen.
And we built the voice of the prophets wing of the ministry.
Yes.
But they don't want us.
No.
I can't tell you everything I know.
No. No, we have woken up to a new ideology that no longer accepts the truth. And the truth of this ideology has developed the cancel culture,
But the ministry works so hard, it's grown.
Yes.
And yet they still hit us, and they hit us. And then it's done politically.
Yeah.
It's done with all kinds
industry,
of
financial
systems.
Yeah.
And it's all legalistic systems that, you know, most pastors didn't even enter into the legal stuff, you know, because they just ran the church. Well, you can't be just a pastor anymore. You got to be a lawyer, chief, and you know.
Yeah,
used to have to just have a Hammond organ and a Bible. Now you have to have a Hammond organ and a Bible and a lawyer, you know.
Wow.
And we need people to stand with us. And I want to thank you that are using the mail. We'll probably be back to credit cards soon. But we have to do mail right now because the one company that was taking our credit cards, they're a company that was bought out overseas, and they're not allowed to operate in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So bam. And there's a group that can control America. Mm-hmm. Control your church and everything you do. If you control the money, you got control of everything.
That's it.
And so what we just need a miracle, and I believe we're gonna have a miracle.
Yeah,
I believe people will use the mail for a while. And I have I need SOS, you know, save our stations.
Yeah.
And forgive me. I mean, you know, I'm not crying wolf. You know, I like the little boy that cried wolf story. You know, people think, well, you better stop crying wolf. Well, I'm not crying wolf. If within a few months, we will not be here if we don't do something. Mm-hmm. So I may be old, but I'm not out.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
I may be old, but I'm not out.
Amen. Amen.
Right. No.
And so I'm going to stay on the battlefront. This is it right here.
That's it.
You know, if they have to carry me in here,
we will carry
you.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be here. Amen.
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 You know, and the answer is we have the ability to still function through electronic checks and be able to use that very safely through our website, through the 800 number. But I want to tell you something. It was because of our partners that were able to switch that during the 2020.
During this last year.
Absolutely.
We wouldn't be here if you all didn't use checks during the last year.
Yes. Right. Amen.
People said, oh, that's old fashioned. Nobody wants to write a check. You have to get a stamp. You have to send the mail. You have to do that. And they said they won't do that anyway.
That's yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Amen.
You can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
Praise Even God. I wrote a check yesterday. I have a copy of it right here. Said, give me a copy of it. I wrote my check for $1,000. I'm believing God for 1,000 people this week to give $1,000 with me.
Thank you, Lord.
And help me. Donna, thank you for your gift yesterday. Mm. Can I shouldn't. I sneak and look sometimes. You just appreciate the people that stand with. And the audience yesterday gave an amazing offering. Just giving, you know. And but if everyone who can give, I call it the SSOS.
That's right.
That's Super Save Our Station offering of $1,000. And those who can do it, I'm not asking people that don't have it. I'm not asking you to even scrape into it. I'm just asking those who have it. There's people that have it. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm on Social Security, and that is my income. My wife still has a salary, thank God, so I can borrow from her sometimes. But she takes care of me. She buys my food, and she even feeds me sometimes. I'm so weak. But she is my caretaker, really. Mm-hmm. But because the government hates me, they just hate me. They've always hated me. And they said if I would just give all my royalties to the government, that they would sign this off years ago. And I gave them all, millions of dollars. I gave all that. Mm-hmm. I gave all my royalties, millions of dollars of royalties to it. And yet they say it never ends. And so I will die in poverty, which is okay, because I'm going to heaven.
Amen.
I'm going to outwin you all. So just don't worry about me, you know, because I have Jesus on my side.
Amen. Amen.
But so I'm believing God that we're going to make it through these times.
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
And so I have Social Security. So this $1,000 comes from my Social Security. Wow. And that together, I know we can make it because I've made it through the prison. I've made it through all kinds of things. I've seen God move, and I believe that this is the most important hour. The prophets laid hands on me when the greatest prophet, don't you believe, of all time?
Yes.
And
Helverson,
Dr. Helverson.
Yes.
And he laid hands on me when I was 17, I believe. Was I 17?
19.
Yeah. 19, honey.
Right,
Lori remembers dates. I don't remember. But I'm early in my teens, and I know that. And he laid hands on me and said I would go where no man had ever gone before. Mm-hmm. And that I would help usher in the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, I feel like something's trying to kill me, you know. I said, how can I usher in the coming of the Lord if I'm dead? Well, I'm not dead.
That's right. Amen.
I'm not dead,
Amen.
Pastor David.
Amen.
Pastor David's my age.
Yes.
We're the twins. We're 81-year-old twins.
Yes.
He and I both are 81. But we're not through yet.
Yes.
My book isn't all written yet.
That's
my life is still going on.
Mm-hmm.
My story is still, and your story is not over yet.
Yes.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
And I'm asking everyone who'd say, Jim, I am going to stand with you. We're going to beat the devil back.
Amen.
We're going to beat him back into hell where he belongs.
Ooh, praise God.
And we're not going to... I mean, the massiveness of what God is doing through the ministry is so unbelievable that I just know if everyone gives, we're going to make it through this.
Yes,
it's going to grow and grow and grow. We're on in New York. We're on Los Angeles. We're on in all the major cities. I don't even have them listed in front of me, but it's every city practically in America that we're on now and all over the world. And it's only through the grace of God in America.
Amen.
But we can do it. And so I'm asking you for a few weeks now to please send your gift with a check. And just you can use the same numbers and everything. but you can do electronic check.
That's right. We have electronic checking available at the 800 number, which is 1-888-988-1588. And, of course, you can still go to the website, jimbakershow.com, as well, and you can write us. So many people have written, and they've sent their checks in the mail to us at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615.
If you've been watching and you haven't sent anything ever, this $1,000 would mean a lot. And there's people, yeah, you have that. You can do it without stressing yourself.
Yeah.
So I want you to do this and say, I'm going to join this SSOS, that Save Our, this is Super Save Our, yeah, Station.
Amen.
Offering.
Amen.
And be a part of it. And I believe we're going to sow.
Yes.
I remember when we built the studio back at Heritage USA and people gave $1,000 gifts. Man alive. The miracles that took place, yes, in that offering. And I believe we're going to see miracles take place.
Yes, amen.
As people step out to do something mighty. And this is reaching to millions and millions of people. And I want you to do it right now. And as you call, we've got a song for you. We have with us Chopper Ward, and he's going to sing Blessed Assurance. He's going to be with us on the 4th of July with That's all right. of his family. How many does he have in his family?
There's five. He has five children, him and his wife. They all sing.
Seven.
They all minister together, so they will be joining us for the 4th of July.
Yeah, they are great, yes, great family. Some of the great singing of all times. His dad, who just went to be with the Lord, was one of the great, yes, gospel singers of our day. And he inherited that. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be with us there. So I'm going to have him sing this song as you go to the phone. If you can give the $1,000, do it. If you can give the $100 offering, you can do that. Mm-hmm. And also, if anyone still with, you know, the special a PTL blanket, you can ask for that,
yes,
and if you just ask for it, we'll you know, be able to send that to, yes, you as well. And the cup, you get the PTL
mug.
Prophets,
yes,
mug. Mm-hmm. Call me right now, would you please? We need help. Mondo, Lori, what's the phone number?
Call us at 1-888-988-1588 or go to the website jimbakershow.com.
So here's Chopper Ward with Blessed Assurance.
Amen.
Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory. Oh,
Assurance.
Isn't that one of my favorites?
Yeah.
Is it your favorite,
oh,
too?
Oh, absolutely.
I'll tell you what, that is great.
Yeah.
If you like his CD of all those hymns, mm-hmm. the old yeah. hymns, Amazing Grace is yeah. on the CD. It Is Well With My Soul. You can get it for $20, mm-hmm. Softly and Tenderly, and Love Lifted Me. Remember we used to sing that?
Oh,
how
yes.
many... So that was Sunday night.
Every Sunday
love
night.
Lifted me. When it. Nothing else could help. Love lifted me.
That's it.
We get them in our head and they're there
I
forever,
know, they're there
don't
forever.
You remember that?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the garden. I just think that's a beautiful hymn. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how great thou art. Sweet, sweet spirit with mm-hmm. Doris Akers song.
Right, right.
That's one of my favorite in the
yes,
whole world. That's
yes.
on this CD.
Beautiful.
And the Blood Medley, Blood Will Never Lose Its
yes,
Power Medley,
amen.
Is on this. Holy, 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 I Surrender All. This is a whole tape of hymns.
Yes.
A lot yeah. of them are, we call old hymns, but they're great hymns.
Mm-hmm.
And they're for an offering today of
$20. And that includes shipping and handling.
And if you want to have more...
Yes, that's right. We also have the three CDs available for a donation of $40 to the ministry, and that includes shipping and handling. And better yet, we put together the Baker's Dozen, which is 13 of the CDs, the beautiful hymn CDs, for a $100 love gift to the ministry.
Build your little stash so you
that's
can
right.
have presents to give to people
yes, that's
whenever you need
group.
A special present. And just I want to make sure you remember that he will be with us, with his family,
yes.
singing over the 4th of July. 4th of July is going to be tremendous.
Yes, yes, it's going to be amazing. It's all going to kick off on Friday, July 2nd, July 3rd, Saturday, and Sunday, July 4th, for in honor of your 60th anniversary in ministry. We have guests like Cindy and Mike Jacobs,
yay.
Bishop Ron Webb, Chopper Ward. I mean, the music that is going to be here at Morningside. It's
Prayer
so
Mountain
exciting.
Will be open.
Yes, services at Prayer Mountain.
Pastor David Pryor and Joe Campbell
yes.
will be conducting the first service of the week starting Friday morning.
That's right.
In the prayer chapel on Prayer Mountain. So you can be there and be praising God. And then we have the Battle Ready Seminar Boot Camp.
That's right.
With Colonel David
Giamana
and Troy Anderson.
Yes.
They're going to be here for a seminar that morning.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing is just going to keep going,
right.
You guys.
And every evening at 7 p.m., we're going to have worship, but we're going to have healing services and ministry services with Marianne Peluso, and also with the new guest that we just had on the show, Hakeem and his brother, Naeem Collins, which are absolutely amazing.
Incredible.
They're going to be joining us and doing some healing
service. The twin prophets.
They're the new voices. And that's what this platform is doing. We are providing the platform to the prophets.
But you
Amen.
Forgot the Jim Baker Show.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. Every day.
Every day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We don't do shows on Saturday usually or Sunday. But we're going to have two shows on each day. So if you come for the weekend, you're going to be able to be into a lot of shows.
Yes.
And of course, is Philip Cameron coming?
Philip Cameron is coming.
My dear friend, Philip Cameron, one of the greats of all
that's
time.
That's right.
From Scotland,
we also have the Skywatch TV. Some of the Skywatch TV family is going to be joining us, doing seminars and teaching.
Derek and Sharon Gilbert are going to be here for taping and for seminars.
Yes.
And prayer and communion at Prayer Mountain Chapel. And then we have lots of music with Tammy Sue and Clayton.
Yeah.
And the Jim Baker Show again on Saturday. Is all the shows at 10:30?
Yes. Every show. We'll do a pre-show where we'll have music, and then we'll start the Jim Baker shows at 11 a.m.
Okay. And so this is our special partner picnic day with Bishop Ron Webb is going to be there for that as well. But the partner picnic is something that we do every year, and this is for you partners, and you know about it because we talked about it, but you that are already there, you come, you don't pay anything to come for the picnic. We supply the picnic, and this year, God willing, we're going to, and I'm not supposed to have ice cream because it's, but the 4th of July, I always remember the big containers of ice cream. Do you remember, Donna, remember those? They're great big containers with canvas over them there, great big tall tanks. And John Shamel, the Sunday school superintendent, would scoop those things up. And us kids would line up, and we'd get the biggest ice cream cone you've ever seen. So some of you old kids that would like a big ice cream cone, we're going to have ice cream cones, okay?
Wow. Yes,
we're going to do that. That's up to you, sir.
Amen.
Okay? Yeah. And so we're going to have The show will be taped
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
which is unusual. So we just want you to know that it's going to be a 3-day 4th of July special. We're going to be introducing my brand new book. It'll be available, and if you pick it up, you're going to get a special signed picture from Lori and I inside of it, as well as the book and Tammy Sue's new CD.
Yes.
And
Larry Sparks will be with us, and so many more.
Wow. Brother Boykin had to leave, and so we closed out the show with our plugging the special 4th of July that we want you to be a part of.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we want to thank General Jerry Boykin for being with us today. We need your support.
Yes.
And we hope that you will all come on the 4th of July. And I believe the 4th of July is going to be one of our great events.
Yeah.
And we're just going to be, we're claiming victory by the 4th of July even.
Yes.
I'm claiming victory.
Amen.
And as everyone gives in this super SOS offering and helps us, we're going to see victory. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
I was going to bring this report, but I don't think I have quite enough time to get it in between Israel and U.S. We're seeing so much. Now they're saying that there's tension building between the United States and Israel. Mondo, have you studied that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we don't have time to put it on, but yeah, it's maybe on the next program with our guest, McGinnis, we can discuss that. We're watching the betrayal of a nation that America has stood with. And I want to tell you, this current administration is betraying our greatest ally. Wow. And we're seeing war can break out at any moment. We're watching China very closely. declaring and preparing for nuclear war with the United States right now.
Do you think, like I do, that God's not going to tolerate the destruction of Israel? Yes. And the part that's trying to make us enemies with Israel? Right. We're not enemies with Israel.
Amen.
No. And our former president was friends, in fact, moved the embassy.
Right.
Our embassy
from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Yes. That's right.
And we're friends of Israel. I'm a friend of Israel.
We must stand for Israel.
And the Bible says you'll be blessed.
That's right. Amen.
And we can't put up with this people that want to destroy Israel. The Holocaust was so bad, and yet these people aren't satisfied with 10 million Jews being murdered. They want to murder more, and they're already murdering him in the street. So I'm just, as we go off the air today, let's pray for America. Let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Amen.
Let's pray for Israel. Let's pray that God will save America.
Yeah.
But God's going to save every soul. If you don't know Jesus, ask him into your heart.
Yes, absolutely.
Because that's the only way to be safe. To know that you're going to go to be with the Lord forevermore. Stand with us as we bring forth the message that Jesus is coming back soon. We'll have to go. Call me, please. I need your support today. What's the number again, Lori? Help me.
Just call us at 1-888-988-1588 or go to the website, jimbakershow.com. You can write it still. At P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615.
And during this period of time, please remember to use checks.
Yes.
That's all we can do right now.
Mm-hmm.
And checks with wire even, I guess you call them, right?
Yeah.
We have to go. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today. God loves you.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. The voice of the prophets is here, and it's better than ever. Join us each day for incredible updates from people like Tom Horn, Larry Hutch, Perry Stone, Rick Renner, Zach Drew, and so many more amazing teachers and guests. Enjoy powerful moments from the PTL Network archives each week and daily episodes of The Jim Baker Show. To find out if we're in your area, log in to ptlnetwork.com and check our channel listings. You can also download our free PTL Television Network app on your iPhone, Android phone, Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire Stick. And you can watch anytime online for free at ptlnetwork.com. Join us today to hear the voice of the prophets.